I thought a little ramble and explanatory audio, kind of encouraging people to get out into their local kink community, would be something good, hopefully, because from what I've seen, not very many people on GWA are active in their local scenes, which is really a shame because there's so many kinky people on GWA and so many people that are really well educated about their particular set of kinks, and so many people who are so interested in being tied up or spanked or peed on, or, you know, being involved and being active in their kinks and having their kinkiest desires fulfilled. And the internet can only get you so far. So I really think that people should be getting out there. So I'll do a little background. I started going to munches and stuff where I live now, maybe, I want to say like 4 or 5 months ago. And there were a couple reasons for why I didn't start going sooner, but it was mostly like work and life and stuff. Just, I was crazy and I didn't feel ready to like start accounting for that in my life. But then I did, and I was so pumped to go. And I started going to TNG events, which are pretty common. You can find them on FetLife in your local scene. And TNG stands for the Next Generation, and they are youth groups for 18 to 35 usually. And that was the first munch I went to, and I just sent a message to the organizer of the munch and just said, hey, you know, this will be the first munch of your group that I'm going to. I'm usually pretty good at introducing myself, but just thought I'd give you a heads up that, like, I'll be there, and it'd be awesome if you could kind of keep a lookout for me as a new person coming to your event. And I did that a couple of days before the actual munch, and he sent me a message back like the next day, and said he would, and told me a little bit more about where they would be and what the group is like. And like, oh, he told me what shirt he would be wearing, I think, so I would have a better idea of who to look out for. And if you didn't know, like, a munch is a low-key social gathering. It is not play or kink oriented. It is a vanilla gathering. So like the munch I went to is at a restaurant. It was in the outdoor area of the restaurant, so you have to dress vanilla, public appropriate. But the goal is just to like be able to meet and socialize with other kinky folk. A lot of times, like for that, especially that first event, like 99% of the time, the discussion really isn't even about kink, and it's just a way to make friends and know that you're amongst people who share that common bond, and you don't really even talk about your kinks. So it's really cool. And from there, I met someone who invited me to events from a different group that I'd seen on FetLife, and I'd already been thinking about going to it. It was a wet munch, which means that it's, you know, at a bar and there will be alcohol served there. So I ended up going to that and met a bunch of other young people. And it just went from there, and it's been an amazing experience. And one of the munches that I go to is a munch where there can be play, because based on a combination of rules about how you label events on FetLife, and also rules about what can and cannot be done in public spaces like bars and restaurants in the county that this munch is held at. This particular event has to be called a wet munch. It cannot be called a play party. but it is, I mean, it's a wet munch, so it's held at a bar. But a certain amount of play can occur. You do have to be clothed, like no nipples and no genitalia can be showing. So I mean, you can strip down to like bra and underwear or, you know, pasties or whatever mix of attire you come up with to keep your bits and pieces covered. Or you can stay completely clothed. So there's like small, when I've been gone, there's like small scenes kind of breaking out intermittently. But the majority of the people there, while they do scenes off and on, the majority of the people at any given time are just chatting. And it's really cool because there's, people bring their violet wands, which are amazing. So you get electroplay, and there's obviously people bring a bunch of their impact tools. So there's spanking, people bring their rope. So there's rope. What else have I seen? I'm trying to think. I think those are the three primary. So impact, rope, and electro. So it's nothing really hardcore, but it does get, some of the scenes can last pretty long. And it's less pickup and more people who know each other, either couples or like friends. So I usually don't play, but like I've had friends demo their impact implements that I've been interested in, or, you know, it was a friend's birthday, so birthday spankings happened. I took his birthday spankings. And it's just a really fun crowd. And then of course there are actual play parties. There's dungeons and there's swingers clubs and there's singles mixers events and there's classes where you can learn rope and flogger classes and, you know, single tail classes and classes in the different dynamics of master slave and polyamory and anything. There's book clubs for tops, there's book clubs for submissives, there's anything you can think of. There's a dojo for dominance, you know, there's anything really you can think of you can find on FetLife, especially if you live near a bigger city. But even small communities have a bunch of stuff. Like, I think that if you're sitting here listening to what I'm saying and thinking, oh, my town's so small, there's nothing there, I think you'd really be surprised. And you should check it out. Because being involved in a local community is really important. It's healthy, it provides a support system for you. We just had a really unfortunate death in the local community, and I did not know this particular person, but what's really struck me is both within the local events that I've been going to and on FetLife, like on my FetLife newsfeed, just seeing the outpouring of support and the amount of love that's being shown to this person, just because they were in the scene, and people who only know him via the scene. So it's really remarkable how quickly you're welcomed into this community, how quickly I was welcomed into the community by all these people. Like, how quickly these people welcomed me and made me their friends, and actually some of them know my account, so they might be listening. So, hey guys! It's really great. It's so much fun. You So I really hope that this helps people think about getting out there. It's really, really safe. I know that people are worried about feeling creeped on, and I can honestly say that I've attended a lot of events as a, I don't know that I would consider myself single right now, but I attend the events unattached, as an unattached, identifying mostly as a submissive female, and I never feel creeped on. I've obviously been flirted with, but it's never felt at all inappropriate. It's always felt very respectful, and even if I did feel creeped on, there's always someone I know that is readily identifiable I can turn to, but it's never been necessary. And I feel safe in terms of my identity, in terms of being like outed. My FetLife profile is obviously pretty locked down, because that, you know, people, anyone can see. But you have to understand, if you're worried about like running into someone you know at FetLife or at like a event that you go to, because it's obviously your local community, like they're there too. And no one, it's kind of a self-filtering process. No one goes to these events to out everyone else there. So you obviously have to think carefully and just be smart, like if you were going to any kind of bar. But I really don't think that you have to be worried about running into a coworker, because if you do, you're in this, both in the same boat. You're both at a kink-oriented event where the understanding is if you see someone you know from your non-kink life, you don't out each other outside of the kink event, and maybe you have a conversation where you say, okay, this could be uncomfortable, we won't talk about this. So it creates this great community, because it's people to talk to about my kinks outside of just GWA. It's people to explore my kinks with in real space, which is absolutely vital, because that touch is something that can't be substituted for anything. And it's just, it's really fun. I've met so many great people that even if they weren't kinky, I would consider really great and fun and awesome to talk to, and I'm having a ball. And even if you're really shy, like, people get it. There's other shy people, there's really outgoing people, and every new event I've gone to, especially one of the, I've always either made sure the hosts of the event know that I'm coming and that I'm new, or that one of the friends I've made from a different event is also going to be there. And they've all been great. They kind of took me under their, particularly two of them really took me under their wings. And at one event, they alternated really taking me around, and one of them, she's fantastic. She just introduced me to as many people as she possibly could, and really made sure that like I was meeting people. So I've been rambling now for 15 minutes. Anyways, that's kind of what I wanted to say, was like, go out, meet people. It's been really fun. I've got to test out some really awesome spanking implements. Oh, that's my cat. Hey, baby. Cool. Like a metal bat, like a slightly padded metal bat. And a solid rubber, like, stick, different canes, all sorts of great stuff. So it's really a great exploration. And I've gotten the opportunity to meet a lot of friends and potential more than friends. So yeah, and I guess I'll also make this into kind of like an AMA about joining your local kink community. If anyone has questions for me about that, I don't know, because I don't know many other people on GWA that are out in their local kink community. So yeah, if you have questions, you can ask me in the comments or via PM. I am trying to be kind of vague on details just because I'm like, don't want to talk about my location on GWA, but if you have questions about like setting up your FetLife account or how to go and how to like go and make the most of going to your first munch and stuff, hit me up, man, because I want to like make sure people get out into their local communities, because it's been awesome. It's been a blast. And I'm hoping to get out more. So that's it. Been rambling for a while now. I'm done. Bye.